He began a 4-hour rest period at the 9th hour. By 9:05, he was inside the bunker, outside his suit and under the shower. Dominguez was just reaching the squad bay when Felix emerged, dripping and smoking.
"Did you see all those people coming down?"
the sergeant asked him. Felix shook his head.
"Who are they?"
"Dunno. Not warriors. Just pea suits. All size pea suits at that."
Felix nodded. "Volunteers."
"For what?"
asked Ling from the far bunk. Felix shrugged, smiled.
"Well, we're out of ants."
Shoin found him in the mess, stuffing his face.
"You'll get fat,"
she warned. Her face was glowing. He smiled.
"That's a deal."
"Look at this,"
she said, and slid a two-dimensional hard copy of a computer holo under his nose.
"Lovely,"
he said. She punched his arm.
"Bastard, it's an X-ray of a snip."
"Okay."
"It's from that last batch you collected."
She leaned over and pointed with her index finger.
"Note these striations along the core. Here, too."
He nodded.
"It looks cracked, broken."
"Uh-huh. As though badly healed. But it's not. It's badly grown."
He got it.
"It's working?"
he breathed.
"Yep."
He looked at her smiling face.
"It's really working," he exclaimed.
She laughed.
"It really is. Let's celebrate."
He laughed as well.
"Walk on the beach. The poison is lovely this time of drop."
"I've got a better idea. Let's go to the old man's press store. It's in the main hall. I've just been there. Felix, you should see it. It's jammed with reporters."
He stared, remembering what Dominguez had said about the visitors.
"You're joking. Here? On Banshee?"
She gestured about them at the bunker walls.
"Well, hardly on Banshee. Come on."
He did.